The cards came out, and Kevin drew a solid 20 against the dealer's 8. He stood, won, and adjusted the count, matching up Mickey's and Martinez's cards, analyzing the depth of the shoe, calculating his index and his bet without even blinking his eyes. He leaned back on his stool, his expression smooth. He raised his bet another chip, then called for the cocktail waitress. For the rest of the shoe, he played perfectly, keeping the count all the way to the shuffle card. Throughout, he maintained an easy banter with the dealer and the passing waitresses, joking about his luck, how his girlfriend was going to spend it all on clothes anyway. A second shoe started up, and he played through on Mickey's signal. By the third shoe, he was up $900, and the pit boss was asking him to fill out a ratings card. Even Chinatown had its comp system. He used an alias, David Chow, and had no problem jotting down a fake address without interrupting his count. He grew more boisterous with each hand. He wasn't drunk, but he was playing the part, making his cheeks red by holding his breath when nobody was looking, throwing his chips out recklessly when he raised his bet, asking the dealer for help adding up his cards when the pit boss was watching. He was putting on quite a display, but through it all, always kept the perfect count. The casino atmosphere didn't distract him. Instead, he found the ambient noise bolstered his energy level. By midway through the fourth shoe, he was enjoying himself so much, he didn't notice the shadow closing in over him from behind. He was fingering his chips when the strong arm suddenly wrapped around his chest, yanking him off his stool. He tried to shout, but a canvas bag came down over his head, muffling his voice. He felt himself lifted off the floor and half-carried, half-dragged across the room. People were laughing around him. A strange reaction, he thought, in the part of his mind that was still functioning. Then he heard a door open and close, and he was tossed in a corner. He hit the ground hard enough to take his breath away. There was a moment of silence. Then the canvas bag was ripped off his head. He was in some sort of a closet. The floor was damp beneath his jeans, and the air reeked of mildew. Fisher was standing over him, a wicked smile on his face. Kevin stared at him, shocked. "What the fuck are you doing?" Fisher ignored his outrage. The bulked-up dropout's voice came out perfectly calm. "What's the count, Kevin?" Kevin blinked. He could still hear the laughter coming from outside the closet. It was obviously a prank, but it had scared him half to death. "You motherfucker, I've got nearly $1,000 at the table." "Kevin," Fisher repeated, "what's the count?" And suddenly Kevin understood. This was part of the test. The casino environment hadn't distracted him. The pit boss, the cocktail waitress, the dealer. None of them had taken his attention away from the cards. So Fisher had taken it a sadistic step further. He had tried to throw Kevin's concentration by brute force. "What's the count?" Fisher demanded. Kevin glared up at him. "Craps, you fucking ape. The count is +7. Now let me get my goddamn money." The door to the closet swung open behind Fisher, and Martinez stuck his head inside. Mickey was next to him, and both of them were smiling. They had been listening from outside the whole time. "Sorry, Kev," Martinez said as Fisher helped him to his feet. "There isn't any money. This was all a mock-up. The house knows us here. They don't let us play for real." Kevin laughed out loud. "You're kidding me." Fisher squeezed his shoulder. "They let us use the place for our test. Helps them keep track of the local card counters." Kevin rubbed sweat from his eyes. This was insane. And invigorating as hell. He knew he had just gone through an initiation of sorts. He was one of them now. "Congratulations," Mickey said, reaching forward to shake his hand. "And welcome aboard." Kevin nodded. A strange feeling came over him as he looked into Mickey's eyes. He felt unnerved by the fatherly sense of satisfaction he saw in the older man's gaze. Then Martinez clapped him on the back, bringing him back to the moment. "Pack your bags, bro. We're going to Vegas."